Deep Spirituality Light, Day 3. Stop Waking Me Up. Listen to this devotional browse series. Introduction Day 1. A Good Day Gone Bad Day 2. Drug-Free Stress Relief Day 3. Stop Waking Me Up Day 4. Why I Got Up Day 5. A Conversation with God Day 6. The Whisper of God Day 7. I Can't Let Go Day 8. Elijah Gets His Groove Back. Then he lay down under the bush. And he fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him. The angel said, "Get up and eat." 6. Elijah looked around. Near his head he saw some bread. It had been baked over hot coals. A jar of water was also there. So Elijah ate and drank. Then he lay down again. 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 5-6. Nerve. Quitting feels good. When we quit, we experience an extraordinary sense of relief. There is an emotional high just knowing we don't have to study because we dropped out of school, don't have to wake up early because we quit our job, and don't have to read our Bible, pray, go to church, feel guilty, think about the needs of strangers, because we quit on God. Well, not so much God as organized religion, or at least that is how our internal marketing department is spinning it. Elijah quit and went to sleep, but then God woke him up. He laid down again, but as you will see, God keeps waking him up. What does Elijah want? He wants God to stop waking him up. No matter how far we run or how much we sleep, God will keep waking us up. What we can be sure of is this: no matter how far we run or how much we sleep, God will keep waking us up. He might use an angel, a Christian, or a complete stranger to get our attention so he can help us fulfill our destiny. What is our goal for today? Let's never tell God to stop waking us up. Go to day 4.